bridge burning and other hobbies. Written and read by Kitty Flanagan. That's me. Babies are not like puppies. Puppies are usually delighted when I pick them up, and there's no such thing as an ugly puppy. Babies, on the other hand, are a complete lottery. That's what my parents discovered when they had me. I had a head that frightened even my own mother occasionally. It was large, bald, and had two black holes in it. Those were my eyes, which were so dark you couldn't distinguish the iris from the pupil. I was also very small, and I walked unnaturally early. Remember that creepy dancing baby thing from early internet times? I think it may have been modelled on me. Imagine that walking in on you while you were having a shower or taking a pee. Well, that's what my poor mother had to contend with on a daily basis. And that's also how things stayed until I was almost 2 years old. Mum freely admits she used to find me, her own child, slightly sinister. Apparently it was the way I would stare at her and follow her around the room with my beady eyes, to the point where, probably after a few drinks, it was the late 60s after all, who didn't enjoy a gin and tonic while breastfeeding, she was convinced she'd given birth to a witch's familiar. That's right, my own mother says there were times when she worried that she'd given birth to a minor demon who worked as a witch's servant. I don't find this offensive, by the way. Rather, I think it defines what a terrific parent my mother was always going to be. It was clear from the start she was never going to suffer from parental blindness. She would always be able to see when her own kids were not the brightest, the most beautiful, or the most well-mannered little angels who could do no wrong, and I think that's important. It's largely thanks to my mother's no-nonsense parenting style that this book is not an autobiography. Had I told my mother I was writing an autobiography, she'd quite rightly have asked, why? Instead, this is a book of true stories and ill-informed opinions. And I believe it was Paul Simon who once said, "Your opinion is not important, it is merely of interest." So while this book is not important, I do hope you will find it of interest. Most of all, I hope you'll find it funny, because that really is my favourite thing. I'm almost ashamed to admit how much I love getting a laugh. For me, it's still the ultimate high. Admittedly, I don't take a lot of drugs.